With Montana News, I'm Ellis Julin. Millions of dollars in grants to help rural businesses and agricultural producers in Montana remain tied up in federal funding freezes. Some of the grant's recipients are now asking the state's congressmen to ensure their contracts get paid.
Heather Bilden co-owns a cattle ranch with her husband in the central Montana town of Lovina. Like many ag producers, their business runs on slim margins, and they're always looking for ways to lower costs and be more efficient, like changing their irrigation to pivot lines instead of flooding their fields.
So when we did the pivot irrigation, it did help us use water much more efficiently, but it also came with a very steep electricity bill.
She found a solution in a federal grant to get solar panels that could offset her pivot line's electric bill. The money came from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Energy for America program, often referred to as REAP. While Bilden's project got fully reimbursed by the grant, that isn't the case for others. The Biden-era spending package REAP is a part of was targeted by President Donald Trump, and those dollars remain blocked.
I can't imagine. Honestly, it makes my stomach kind of fall to think if we were in that situation.
Bilden joined 35 other ranches, farms, and businesses calling on Montana's congressmen to advocate for the funding. The letter was organized by the nonpartisan group Citizens Climate Lobby, and the group's volunteers hand-delivered copies to the offices of Senators Steve Daines and Tim Sheehy, and Representatives Ryan Zinke and Troy Downing. Andrew Lau also signed the letter. He was awarded REAP funds to upgrade the heating and cooling systems for his mental health counseling practice in Polson, and to install rooftop solar to power the new systems. Lau was awarded the grant, but he paid up front for the solar panels to go up. When he went to apply for reimbursement, he was told the money wasn't there. Now he's out $18,000.
As we're collaborating with the federal government to like increase that ability and to make it more cost effective, suddenly like that agreement gets broken and we're left holding the bag.
Lau says he signed on to this letter to share his experience. He hopes Montana's congressional delegation will take note of the impacts these frozen funds are having on their constituents. In statements sent to MTPR, House Representatives Downing and Zinke and Senator Daines encouraged those impacted to reach out individually. In Missoula, I'm Ellis Julin.